Kyle is with us from Ride and Run, Fleet Feet, and Spin City. Well, but music's a huge part of
the
lifestyle that you sell, right?
Yeah, same as customer music. Whenever you have something playing on the radio, you got to make sure the wide range of people that we get in the store.
So you're picking Matt Hall's taste. So you're
I've walked in. It was Modest Mouse, right into Interpol, right into Arcade Fire. I thought, I'm never leaving the store. Yeah. This is awesome.
Well, so, anyway. Whatever your taste. I guess, bikes are a little like that, right? I mean, everybody's got their own flavor, and you've got to have – what's the magic answer to, like, inventory versus – because you can't have all the overhead.
We don't have that much time.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I was looking at the pro shop yesterday. You walk into a pro shop, and it's not wall to wall like it was 20 years ago with every variety of every club of everything. You just can't afford to sit on that much merchandise. I would assume, as custom as you guys are, you have the ability to go, okay, you want this, we can get this for you in the exact size.
Yeah, we focus our inventory a lot more. We align ourselves with companies that I can get product relatively fast from.
Yeah.
That have warehouses close and stuff too. So. Yeah, it's a little bit different than having everything in the store. And people are cool around here. They're okay waiting a day or two if they got to wait.
Yeah, but I mean, that's nothing. I mean, we're so spoiled. I mean, Amazon now wants to be same-day delivery. I don't know where our society is going on our expectation levels, but it's really we're setting up to be a real pain in the butt as people. I mean, wait a minute. You want me to wait a day?
Yeah. This deal breaker.
So far, people in central Illinois are pretty cool.
Well,
they
are.
Some of the bigger towns, I think
they do. They want everything. But people know you're going to do right by them and do the right thing. That's one of the great things about, like, just where we are right here at Hickory Point Bank. You're locally owned and operated. You know your customers. You can sort of, like, when you go to pick out stuff, you're picking stuff out that you know so-and-so will like because you know their taste.
Yep.
Go find that in a big city.
Yeah.
Or a warehouse.
We try doing that and taking care of everybody. And, you know, we see a lot of our customers in the town and everything, too. So if you mess something up or feel bad about you see those people again. So it's not – it's
All right, we've got stuff we want to talk about, but I want to get to the shoes. Friday, I stopped by. Heather sent me a text on Thursday that the Stars and Stripes shoes were in. Yeah. You guys do these specialty shoes every once in a while. Last time was St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, those went over really well. And then, we got the new Brooks Stars and Stripes edition. One shoe's like blue with
stars,
and the other side's white and red with the stripes. So they're really, really cool.
They're sweet. I got to tell you, I thought, I don't know. I was going to buy the pair I was going to buy for myself,
sure,
and give them to Molly. But I got there, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to get Lindsay
and
Molly myself.
Pair?
We got three of them.
So your Shamrock ones are a different size. So
I know they are. I go back and forth between a 9 and 9.5 in Brooks.
Okay.
And either one feels okay.
They feel all right.
The Stars and Stripes, I won't be, like, running any distance in or anything. I mean, those are just for fun.
Sure. Well, we have the other size if you need
to. Yeah, I'm good. I tried them on to make sure.
So it's one of those things. Like, Sean came to me afterwards, like, Brian usually wears a different size. So that's, like, amazing that
And then Heather sent me a text.
Sure.
Yeah. So I mean,
message you too.
Get that from, like, Amazon. Good luck.
Yeah.
The text might be your package is lost. This is the way they treat you at Spin City and Fleet Feet. All right. So you have a few of those left then?
Yeah.
Okay. So they just got here last week, and they'll go fast. The Shamrock ones at St. Patty's, they just flew off the shelves.
Yeah.
And these are a great way to step out, 4th of July or anytime you want to put your America on. They are ready to go. And they're great shoes. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it feels like it, too.
Molly put them on. I gave them to her at the lunch. She immediately put them on. I mean, like, at the lunch. Lindsay got them Friday. Saturday morning, they went to run stairs at Fairview, and she put them on just to go out and do that.
I saw her out
there. Fun. Yeah. She said you were riding by. So, anyway, you got a lot going on. We'll get to that on the other side of the break because you had a great big run last week. I saw some pictures on Instagram, and this is one of those things that Fleet Feet was doing all over the country, which is pretty cool. So we'll give you details on that and so many other things that are going on with Fleet Feet and Spin City. Stay tuned. Quick break. Here's Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast for what good it will do you. It will change 75 times before tonight.
Yeah, can't hold me to it. Cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 85 degrees. Just about a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, otherwise cloudy, 69 the overnight low. Sunshine Wednesday with a high of 86 degrees and continued sunny and hopefully dry Thursday with a high of 85 degrees. It is 70 right now with heavy rain at the studios in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time, 6:54.
Join Linda Roberts' Best Trips Ever, April 9th through 19th, 2019, for a must-see adventure. Explore the tulips and windmills from Amsterdam to Brussels River Cruise. 10 days for the price of 7. See the fairy tale countryside bloom with millions of tulips, a trip of a lifetime. Enjoy tulips and windmills, plus chocolate and cheese. Free open bar, free $150 tips, free $100 shipboard credit. Only if you call now. Linda at Best Trips Ever, 855-1877.
How do you define success? Is it the opportunity to learn in your field of study and move your skills from a classroom environment to the real world? Milliken University has your roadmap. Our 99% graduate success rate represents a dedication to seeing students achieve educational goals and bring your future into focus. Visit Milliken.edu to apply, schedule a campus tour, or talk with a member of the admission team. Milliken is ready to see you succeed. Are you ready to make it Milliken?
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
The Decatur Alumni Club is holding its annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur with featured speakers, University of Illinois football coordinators Hardy Nickerson and Ron Smith. Tickets are just $25 a person, which includes an entry into a door prize raffle for an awesome Illinois football prize pack and a full barbecue dinner from Pinkies. Get your tickets now via PayPal using the email address DecaturAlumni@gmail.com or by calling 413-1103. The annual Illini Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur, brought to you by the Decatur Illini Club.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Now, you can put the Rolling Stones on any list, anytime, anywhere, and I'm okay with that.
I slipped this one in.
I know, see, finally admitting that you're tinkering with the list back there today.
I love this song.
Tumbling Dice, yeah that's a great Rolling Stones song. And I don't really specifically, I have some Rolling Stones songs that relate to summer. I don't know that Tumbling Dice is one of them, but it is a great all-time song. Now, should Avery know the Rolling Stones? Are we going to give her a pass for that one?
Well, Moves Like Jagger came out recently, so I'm assuming they know something about Mick
Somebody
Jagger.
Googled it?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Yeah, that would be the extent of it, I would assume.
I try, because I love the millennials. Mm-hmm. They're just a little different than us, you know, but I always defend them. You know, but when you tell me that they're not capable of knowing who the Rolling Stones are, I really have a tough time with that. I struggle. Kyle Mays with us, Ride and Run, every Tuesday. We also will be visiting with Congressman Roddy Davis next hour and Jeff Reyes, who is Senior VP of Consumer Banking here, Christy Weimer, Branch Manager. Morgan Nessler will join us a little later today. Tanya Andrix with Crossings. We've got a Symmetra Tour player. Jacqueline Jansen will be with us. Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. It's action-packed.
Man, you're busy.
Rest of the day. Okay, so let's get through this. Last Wednesday, you had about 200 or so people participate in your big run, and how far, what was the big run, how long?
So we did a 5K right around the corner from the bike shop. So the auxiliary police helped shut down the road, the park district helped out, the Decatur Running Club helped timed it for, and we made it a free event.
Okay,
so now, it was a free timed 5K.
Now you had Stephen Clevenger with a 15:55.
That's smoking. So for reference, I was leading on my bike with my daughter behind me, and a couple hills he almost caught me
while you're riding.
While I'm riding. So he's smoking.
So 15:55 for a 5K. I mean, that is really.
So they took all the times around the country that all the Fleet Feets did, put it into a pool, and then had prize money. So last year's winning time was 16:20. So Steve was wanting to lay down something, but some faster guys showed up this year.
Yeah,
so
but he still ended up in eighth.
In eighth overall.
Across the country.
Yeah, so. He's also the same guy that finished just out of the top 50 at Boston Marathon, so he's a phenomenal runner.
Well, top 10 across the country, that's a fun thing.
He runs for our Fleet Feet Racing Squad, so he had a top on and stuff that he was racing in, so it was good that he came out. So
good deal.
It was awesome. Yeah, we had a good time.
All right, Tuesday night park runs start this week.
So it's an eight-week. They do it Tuesday nights. Sign up 5:30 is whenever it starts. It's a whole dollar. They have a half-mile kids run, and my kids have been doing that for years. And then tonight there's a 1 and 3 mile, or a this Tuesday, there's a 1 and a 3 mile run too at 6:15. So
all right, very good. Cool. And then Wednesday night you have your time trial at Sangamon Valley High School in Nyanic,
yep.
And sign up at 5:40. First runner goes off at 6 o'clock. That's a 20K or 12.4 miles out and back.
Yep. So we've had that going on for a couple weeks now, and then also this Wednesday we're doing a thing in conjunction with the Standing Paddle Company.
All right. Now you've been telling me about this. I happen to get to know these folks from the artistic side, working on the sculpture park in Scoville. And Aaron does amazing stuff with steel, and he created the permanent sculpture that's there at Scoville. His wife, Abby, they do this stand-up paddle company.
They have a sign company, and then he does some artwork stuff. He helped fix our sign in front of the store this last summer. So, they started a stand-up paddle company. I think it's been going pretty well. We know them very well. She teaches some yoga classes and stuff at the store, and we decided to come up with something a little different that she's seen before. So we're going to do a 1 mile run and 1 mile stand-up paddleboard race. So they don't have a ton of paddleboards, so it'll be some different heats and stuff like that. It's going to be like $10, which will more than pay for what a rental normally is. And starts around 6 o'clock. We're meeting for a run at 5:30 beforehand, and then see how it goes. I think it'll be pretty fun.
Hey, now where do you go to do this?
Yeah, so it's right at the bottom of the beach house is their new location. Right. They got a little spot that they can store some of the paddleboards and stuff in. So right in Nelson Park. So it should be pretty cool.
So you guys will meet there at 5:30 for a 30-minute warm-up run along beautiful Lake Decatur. That's a great little track there. I always know the triathlon and other races that take place there.
It's very popular.
People always, they've come from out of town, talk about how what a great venue it is.
And
that's pretty cool.
Keep changing stuff around there and making it even more appealing, so it looks nice.
All right, well, we've got a lot of other things, including another coffee connection, 1 and 3 mile fun run and walk. You've got your intermediate training program. You've got the running club at the yacht club. You've got the Darren Ride in Forsyth Park. All of these dates and times are available at the ride and run section of nowdecatur.com, by the way. So if you are driving to work this morning, I mean, obviously can't memorize all of this.
Yeah.
You can just go to nowdecatur.com, click on the ride and run section, and there's a full calendar there. You can also go to fleetfeeddecaturil.com or spincity.co for any of this information, and follow them on social media as well.
Yeah, very active on social media. Most of these events have a Facebook events forum and stuff like that. So the run and SUP race, it has its own Facebook event with some of the more details on it and stuff.
So. Yeah. So, and then you got new gear in. I know it's very popular. It flies off the shelves. I picked up, like, I don't know, like
some
four pieces,
stuff,
I think. I was really excited about. And you like Saucony and Under Armour and nice stuff, but they've got like a very Decatur centric stuff on it, like your Run 217 and all the other things.
The transfer house, right? That's like you have to do that.
It's a city statute. Yes, it is.
And then another thing this Saturday I'm excited about, we're doing a pint ride from pretty much the bike shop. We're starting Donnie's from 2 to 4 is the pre-game, and then we're going to ride from Donnie's to Door 4 Brewing and have a drink. And then ride to Decatur Brew Works and have a drink there, and then ride back to Donnie's. And Revolution Brewing has helped sponsoring it, so they're going to have four different beers on tap at Donnie's. It'll be about a 3 mile bike ride altogether, so it's perfect for beginners and people that want to get out and have fun and join other cyclists. So.
All right, so this is a slow week for you guys.
And then Monday's our restaurant run at Benny's Grill. So,
there's a whole list.
I really didn't think I had that much going on and started typing this up last night. I'm like, this is crazy.
Well, it is, but it's your own fault, so I don't feel sorry for you.
I complain about my schedule, but
it's my fault. I mean,
the same thing. You can't just show up and do a radio show. You got to like be out in the community and do things and make yourself accessible and
All right. Well, it's there's all kinds of. I mean, listen. If you're trying to find something to do this week, this is the whole idea about the Hot 25.
Yeah.
Was what a great way to brand these really cool summer vehicles. Then we put music with it, and then we highlight and do extra advertising for 25 great events. But also to shut up the naysayers, the people that complain there's nothing going on. It was not hard to come up with the top 25 or the Hot 25. It was narrowing down the 100
like
to
50.
Get to 25, which was crazy. And so by no way or means does it mean this is everything to do. It just means these are just obvious big events that are going on. Forsyth Classic being one of them. We'll have all kinds of video and photo galleries and stories coming out of that this week. 130 golfers here in town. Two of them are coming to with us tomorrow to the YMCA for our WSO YMCA Challenge.
Cool.
They're going to participate.
We'll see how that goes.
What a fun one, though, because they're going to do like dodgeball and all the great stuff we always do our last one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah. We can see what they do with it. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
They just need a ride and a book. we've got a ride.
Yes, we've got a pretty sweet ride for him to get into. So that's
so
when you got to give that one back?
I think I'm in that through the end of the month, which is Come Together and Be Empowered, which is our big cancer walk and run, and on June 30th, I believe that is on Saturday. So I may switch it out before then or not. I'm not sure. Listen, I'm happy to share the love. I had a great time in the Rubicon, although we had a really nice weather. I mean, it would have been a disaster, you know, trying to get everything tops on and off, you know, here this week. But driving the Cadillac Escalade, it is sweet. I'm just telling you. Then this morning, I plug my phone in. You know, I just crank out Garrett Capps. This is my summer song. I have two of them.
Okay.
Born in San Antone. You've got to download this song. It is reminiscent. If Lou Reed grew up in San Antonio, Texas, you might get something like this. It is the sweetest summer song.
Okay.
It is. I'm telling you.
It's on your workout playlist.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. It is. You're going to listen to it. I mean, you're going to make yourself sick of it. I mean, it's one of those kind of songs.
Okay.
And it's a love affair. I mean, you couldn't write it anywhere else. I mean, it is all about, you know, he grew up in San Antonio, Texas. And so, I mean, it's references of food joints and athletes and growing up there and traveling the world and always wanting to come back home. It is a great, great song. So I cranked it. Took, you know, the Owen Blacktop back here. I mean, I'm telling you, at 5:30 in the morning when there's nothing else on the road and you're out there in that Cadillac Escalade just blasting everything, and it's such a – it is so quiet. I mean, I don't care. It is a great ride.
Yes.
So there you have it. All right. Kyle, if folks want more information, spincity.co or fleetfeeddicatoril.com is the place to go. Okay. And when we get back on the other side of the break, Congressman Rodney Davis is going to join us. We're live at Hickory Point Bank, their brand-new South Shores location. It is beautiful. Stay tuned.